Well, Emma, since the snow or snow showers started to arrive in Sligo yesterday afternoon, we have been continuously gritting the main routes within Sligo. These would be the national primary and regional roads and some local roads and also some roads around urban areas. And since about 3 o'clock yesterday evening, we have we gritted these main routes on 3 occasions during the night, and each run was about 450 kilometres of roads we gritted. And we again gritted most of those roads again then this morning, say between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Now, I suppose that's left the, I think, all main roads in Sligo in a fairly good condition. Now, I suppose we're waiting the approach of Storm Emma, and in advance of that, we will be gritting all routes, all main routes, again in the next hour. So to make sure there is a certain amount of grit and salt on the roads in advance of the storm. And depending on severity, now we'll have to monitor the severity of Storm Emma as to whether how hard it hits us here in Sligo. Obviously, if conditions get very bad, we won't be able to be out gritting for health and safety reasons. But if things aren't too bad, we'll just keep monitoring the situation. And if it's safe to go out, we will grit as appropriate, so as to try to maintain communication links and roads and so on. So, anyway, it's an ongoing developing situation, and I suppose our overall concern is to keep whatever roads we can open and safe. And but obviously, we have to consider the safety of our own staff and crew. So we'll be taking that into consideration in decisions over the next few hours.
For people maybe who are driving in the morning or have to go to work, and if there is a significant snowfall, when that falls over the grit of course is not really effective anymore. So people should certainly be careful all of the time.
Well, the overall government advice to people, I think, is to stay inside from 4 o'clock this evening until I think 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm sure that will be kept under review as time goes on. And so I think it would be better for people not to venture out unless it's absolutely essential. And if people do need to go out at some stage, I think they need to make decisions as to whether it's safe to do so, and maybe to delay going out. I suppose it just depends from the point of view of County Sligo and the surrounding counties as to how badly the storm will affect us. So the advice would be to stay indoors, keep in contact with the local media and the national media as regards how conditions are, and take advice from government advice as to how to approach the next few hours.
So far in the county, though, there's nothing significant to report. There's no major black spots in terms of roads. All of the back roads, obviously, people have to be very careful, but so far we've escaped the brunt of it.
Yeah, well, so far, what we've had so far is very, very low temperatures, which I suppose has left us prone to ice. But having said that, up until yesterday, the air was very dry, and so very little ice did form, despite the low temperatures. But since yesterday now, the snow showers have moved into the county, and that's left maybe an inch of snow across County Sligo. However, the main roads are gritted and are generally in reasonably good condition, but side roads do have snow and ice on them, and the public would need to be very careful on side roads, and indeed on roads that are gritted as well. But overall, I would consider that the situation just at this particular point in time isn't too bad in County Sligo, but it could deteriorate significantly in the coming hours as Storm Emma moves up into the country.